Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're doing Hebrews chapter 4, verses 7 to 11, a little bit of a longer passage than usual, but it fits together well. It reads, "Therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, 'Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.' For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains, then, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience." Now, in this passage, the writer to the Hebrews shows his pastoral heart. He really cares about the people he's writing to, for he knows that they are in danger of not fully entering the rest that God has available for those who follow him. And he's concerned for them, and so he writes, and in that last verse, verse 11, shows us his concern that he doesn't want any of them to fall away from or to fall short of inheriting the rest that's available by following instead of following the example of the disobedience of the Israelites in the desert, he wants them to be faithful to the end. There is a rest that is available, and it's available even today. The word today, a certain day, today again in verse 7 comes three times, and again through this passage emphasizes that the writer says, look, I know I'm talking about things that happened to the Israelites in the desert, but these things apply to you today. And if they applied to the people he's writing to then, surely they also apply to us today. So what kind of rest is he talking about? Well, I don't think it's a physical rest. God rested from his creative activity, but he didn't rest from being active in the world. He still was at that time and still is today. So it's a different kind of rest. Of course, the promised land referred to here is just a shadow of what is ours in Jesus Christ, a spiritual kingdom that is inside and invisible, as well as in many other manifestations. But since God has completed his creation, this passage, I think, implies that God is offering us his rest as a gift. What kind of rest? Well, I think it's a rest from the anxiety of being concerned about who we are and whose we are, our identity, our destiny, what will happen to us in this life and what will happen to us in the next. It is a rest from anxiety and a rest from the things that swirl around our minds and our hearts, concerning us and tying us up in knots. The Jewish Sabbath, of course, was a day of rest, but it was much more than simply resting from work. It was a day of celebration, of happiness, of feasting, of spiritual joy, of rejoicing in God's creation and anticipating the final eschatological fulfillment. In other words, the time when God would bring all things right again and put things back the way they were always meant to be. And for a Christian, this has already begun because he has put our hearts at rest with him. We do not have to live with anxiety any longer. Philippians 4, verse 7, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Well, he says in verse 11, let's make every effort to do this, which implies haste. He's not implying that some have already fallen into disobedience, but it's a stern warning to not fall into the same trap as the Israelites. We can have this rest that's offered, but we must also strive for it. Today, let us enjoy the rest and also strive for it. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 12. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, you'll find us by typing in MCCX and looking in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.